That's just gorgeous stuff. You are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifico Radio in New York City, WBAI at 99.5 FM and over WBAI.org. Kathy, what was that again? That outro music, that beautiful, beautiful outro music that you had?
Alchemy.
Oh, okay. Alchemy. Yes. It took me that long just to process what you were saying. I'm still new in this space. I guess we all are, right? Yeah. At least I got the code to work finally. So we got into the building. Apparently couldn't find my theme music yet. I've got it on my keys. They're right here. Which computer do I put this into, Kathy?
The middle one.
The middle one. You see how formal I am, Lev? I told you, it's like really easy going here. Okay. Everybody can hear me grunt and groan. Oh, I see. Thank you. I'm putting it in the wrong way around. Yeah. See where it goes. Do you know that a computer hub, a USB hub, costs about $20? I may just bring one. I probably have some freebies at home. Good night, Kathy. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf. Indeed it is. My name is Jim Froy. This is a weekly program. Ooh, listen to this great equipment as I move the microphone. This is a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, and related fields of endeavor. And we have a guest, Lev A.C. Rosen. I've never asked you about the AC. Is there a Lev DC Rosen?
No.
I have to, let's try that again. Say that again.
I said no, none that I'm aware of anyway.
there we go. I found your microphone.
Okay. None that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that would be good, because if there were an AC and a DC, this would, you know, either be a heavy metal rock band or, you know, something really threatening to your married life. So... let me make two announcements, both of which should have some meaning for regular listeners, if there is such a thing, to Hour of the Wolf nowadays. Terrence Taylor, who's a frequent guest on this program, and a wonderful writer and just neat guy, is also a professional movie editor. And he has worked on a film called An Unknown Country, a film by Eva Zelig. Yes, Zelig. That spelled like Woody Allen Zelig. And it's a fascinating movie. I've watched a part of it using Vimeo. And it's about a Jewish community in Ecuador from people who fled Germany in the 30s, and so Americans went down to Ecuador to find this community, and there are free tickets to see a particular screening of this film. It's Saturday, June 20th at 5:55 p.m. at the Tribeca Cinema 1 at 54 Varick Street. That's actually a pretty spiffy theater. Isn't that one of the ones they have for the New York Film Festival?
It's right around. Yeah, the festival has been happening there, the Tribeca Film Festival. It's pretty close to where I grew up, actually.
Yeah, and when you were growing up, that was probably like not the best area. And now it's like, you know, Robert De Niro is all over the place.
Oh, yeah, no, it was much seedier when I was younger.
Yes, exactly. The seedy places in New York are just going to the wealthy. It's Samuel R. Delaney actually wrote a mournful book on Times Square called Red Light, Green Light. Yes.
Are you live?
Yeah. I hope so. Okay. I'm hearing myself in headphones.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay, thank you. With this setup here, you know, we have to look out for each other. So, so that was announcement number one. Announcement number two, about a month and a half ago, I had a writer on the show by the name of Celeste Rita Baker, and she is she read on the air beautifully, and she has a sort of a chapbook out from Aqueduct Press called Back, Belly, and Side, True Lies and False Tales. And she is going to be doing a reading, again, free admission. This is June 18th, so that's actually similar to the other, at least they're not opposite each other. That would be a Thursday, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the County, that's C-O-U-N-T-E-E. A different spelling. The County Cullen Library. So probably somebody's name. County. I don't know. Or County Monte Cristo or something. I don't know. At any rate, at 104 West 136th Street. Go to CelesteRitaBaker.com for more information on that, or write me an email. I'll send you the information. My email is jim@ourwolf.com. HOURWOLF. My God, you were worried about would your brain be working. You should be worried about whether mine will be. And if it was, it might be a first. Lev A.C. Rosen is the actual byline, although you sometimes go under the name Lev Rosen.
Yeah, for the kids' book I have coming out at the end of the month, since my brother's illustrating it and he didn't want to use his middle initials, we just figured Lev Rosen, Ellis Rosen, just make life easier.
Okay, but what is the deal with the A.C.?
It's my middle initials.
Oh, that's all? Okay. Yeah. Very, very fine. It's just unusual to see it. And also, you do something of which I approve. You don't put a period after each initial.
I actually request that on the cover of my books. Yeah. Yes. I think it just looks so much better.
It does.
It's such a vanity thing.
Especially on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in print, maybe that's something else. And then I never, when I write like J.R.R. Tolkien, first of all, I usually just put in J.R.R. No periods, no spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You people usually tend to figure it out.
It's actually caused trouble for me on Goodreads. It's ridiculous. On Goodreads, one of my publishers, you know, put me up as Lev A.C. Rosen with the periods, and another tried doing it without the periods, and so I became two different people on Goodreads. And
oh, wow.
We had to, like, talk to people and get permission to combine me into one person again.
Yeah, you sort of have two different people also on Facebook.
Yeah, well, there's the personal page, and then there's the
author.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. A lot of people are finding my personal page and sort of like friending me there. And I'm like, okay, but you're going to see a lot of photos of my cat here. It's not going to be as interesting.
But you can always just send them a message back and say, here's my other page. I know there are a lot of people who do that because, especially as your book gathers momentum,
mm-hmm.
There's a limit to how many people you can friend.
Yeah, no, I'm nowhere near that.
And neither am I, but Margot Adler, who created this radio mm-hmm. show, she went over that limit. Ellen Kushner is over that limit. If you know, Neil Gaiman, forget it.
Yeah.
and he was just saying yes to everybody for a long time, and now he knows better.
Yeah, no. If I haven't met them in person, that's generally my rule now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But somebody posted a thing on Facebook that I thought was actually very clever. They said, I have 1,500 friends on Facebook, and I probably couldn't borrow $5 from a single one of them.
Yeah, no, they're not. I mean,
well, you know, it's
a lot of people from high school who I swear I never spoke to in high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just everyone wants to be sort of, although I will say this is a good story. There was someone back in the day, I must have just been out of college, and there was someone going by the name Seth Nebula, which is not someone that we went to school with, who was friending everyone from my graduating class of high school. And I didn't know who this person was. Like, I looked at the picture. I didn't go to a large school, 150 in my class. So, like, I would have remembered this name, especially Seth Nebula. So I was like, is this a memorable fake name?
Yeah.
What's going on? I didn't friend them, but a lot of people did. And then someone started, because I don't know if you can still do this. Back in the day, you could have, like, secret groups. And someone started a secret group called Who is Seth Nebula?
Oh, God, yeah.
And we were all invited to join, and we all, like, threw out various theories, like, it's our old dean, it's someone like this. And there was a girl who I'd never really spoken to in high school, and she and I just started, like, throwing back theories, and we were very much on the same page. And so finally we were like, we should hang out. Like, you know, we're both in the city. We didn't really talk in high school, but clearly we're of, like, a similar mindset now. Now she's one of my closest friends, like, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, Seth Nebula. Oh, and then best part is Seth Nebula, when I didn't accept his friend request, I wrote back saying, just to see what would happen, I wrote back saying, you know, Seth, after our horrible high school breakup, I just don't think I have it in me to, you know, be your friend on Facebook. And he wrote back. He wrote back saying, I just thought for old time's sake, because I really miss you, which was impressive. Whoever this scammer was, I have nothing but the respect. Utmost respect for that response. It was the best thing ever. It made my day. Still a great story. And I'm, like I said, still really close with that girl, my friend Robin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it ended up being a plus.
Seth Nebula brought us together.
Yes, and you can always, you know, look for Seth Nebula through the Hubble telescope, I would think. That would be one way of finding it. Maybe it was Sith. Like the Sith Republic in Star Wars.
Yes, it was.
They come from the Sith Nebula. You know, that way, you know, not too far from the Yoda Nebula.
Aliens reaching out to Fieldson, class of 1999.
Just before the millennium.
Makes
perfect sense to
we
me.
We are the chosen people. Makes sense.
Yes. So you have 3 books at this point, including the very near future.
Yeah, 4 if you count next year.
Okay, well, let's first talk about, a book came out about a year ago, which is very curious. When I Googled I went to YouTube
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to see when I was promoting the show, a BAI offers a little, like, you know, you can link to a YouTube video or something. So I went to YouTube and I YouTubed your name there, and I got these pictures of all these relatively young women of Hispanic origin.
I'm famous in Brazil.
They're Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The language at least is Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was like, I was just amazed at the number of hits and the number of pictures of these proud people holding up your book.
Yeah, no, it's great.
If I had, you know, spent the time, because I just knew I couldn't put, you know, the foreign language mm-hmm. link on the BAI page and people, you know, reviewing your book in a video.
The book came out in the U.S. More than a couple of years ago, I think like 4 years ago, maybe.
And the title again?
All Men of Genius.
Right. And because all I remember is the genius, you know,
and
because that's a very big on the cover is that single word.
Yeah, yeah. And it came out in Brazil like a couple of years ago. And I don't have numbers or anything, but near as I can tell, like, I'm famous in Brazil.
Brazil is, you know, that's not nothing. I mean, Brazil
I'm thrilled.
Has a huge appetite for software, for business, for reading.
And the fans there are great. Like,
there are great movie festivals there, apparently.
Yeah, no, there's one man who contacted me recently, really wants to do a board game based on the book, which I think is really fun. And so we're working on that, and I just get a lot of Brazilian fans, like, sort of contacting me. Some of them don't always realize that I do not speak Portuguese.
Do you have any idea how the translation was? Who did it?
I have the name of the person. I don't remember the name of the person who did it.
You need to find a
Brazilian. It's not like my.
You need to find a Brazilian or Portuguese friend to read the book and tell you whether or not they approve of the translation.
There's, a woman in my parents' building
uh-huh.
who goes down there a lot.
I know somebody from São Paulo, so she could.
She says that the book is everywhere, but she hasn't read it.
Oh, no. I have a friend who might read it.
All right.
Well, get a copy.
Let me know.
She's fluent in English and Brazilian Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. There was one.
And let me tell you something. If you get a Portuguese person and a Brazilian person together and they talk, they're shouting at each other within minutes. They do not. It's like American English versus Australian English. It's
gotcha.
Not the same language.
There was a very nice woman who, when I tried sort of tweeting with my Brazilian publisher, who sort of came in because my Brazilian publisher, their English, whoever was manning the Twitter account, their English wasn't great. And this woman came in and just sort of like started translating for us. And then she ended up interviewing me for her blog. So, like I said, the fans are amazing.
I think I saw that as well.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Fact. Yeah,
yeah.
She, it was very cool.
Yeah, no, they're just so kind and enthusiastic.
So let's skip now to your next novel, the one that's coming out next week, I believe.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Close enough for radio, as we say.
Yeah. On what's a week from Tuesday? I don't remember the date off the top of my head.
But. Well, next Tuesday is Bloomsday. So that's a very literary date. So it's a week from Bloomsday.
Yes, a week from Bloomsday.
That's a good literary reference, you know.
I'll be sure to let my team at Little Brown know that's how they should be.
They should be doing whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be doing whiskey. A proper Irish, you know, some Jamesons or something.
Well,
that wouldn't be age appropriate for that book, would it?
No, not. I don't think 8 to 12 year olds.
So how would that be defined as what they call middle grade?
Yep, middle grade.
Middle grade book, yeah. Some people, like Adam Troy Castro, it's not YA. YA is the big thing, the Twilight books and mm-hmm. the Mockingjay and all that stuff is all considered young adult. Then there's new adult. That's a whole other category.
Actually, All Men of Genius, when new adult started showing up as a category, All Men of Genius was on that list.
Okay, yeah. And then there's middle grade,
mm-hmm.
which I guess means after elementary school, before high school?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did do middle grade. I didn't do high school.
So sort of middle school, junior high kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the title of that book?
That one's called Woundabout.
Like Roundabout, but with a W.
Yes. And that one's illustrated by my brother, like I said, which is, it's very heavily illustrated, like illustrated over 100.
Profusely illustrated.
Yes, exactly. And so that is about... two orphans whose parents die, and they go to live with their aunt in this strange town called Woundabout, where the mayor sort of says they have to have a routine, they're not supposed to ask questions, and change essentially doesn't occur until they find this mysterious device that, when combined with certain moments in the town, sort of winds things back to life. So the park goes from dead to sudden in like moments to just blooming flowers exploding everywhere. And so that is, once they find that, the town sort of interacts with what it means to have change and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And the children sort of consider that. And I'm really pleased with that one. It's very much sort of an American Tall Tale with aspects of steampunk and fantasy. So.
Yeah, the steampunk is obvious from the cover.
Yeah.
Did your brother do the cover?
My brother.
Oh, my God. He's great.
Yeah, no, he's really great.
Because that's a great cover.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful cover.
Own it? Did he give it to you?
The artwork? A print. No, he actually, I do have a framed print of one of the original sketches he did when we were just sort of conceiving the idea, mm-hmm. which is, you know, that one I like a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But the cover, he worked really hard with the art director over at Little Brown, who is Tracy, and she was just amazing as well. So
excuse me, my phone doesn't know that it's supposed to be quiet.
That always happens.
It really, at the most embarrassing moments.
But that's, yeah, no, I'm really excited for that book. It got a nice review in Time for Kids, and it's gotten nice reviews all over.
Oh, County Cullen was a black poet.
Oh.
I am told by somebody with a phone number.
There you go.
Who knew my phone number.
Oh, well, that's not creepy.
So I suspect,
it's Seth Nebula.
Actually, I suspect it might be Celeste Baker, but I'm not sure.